This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied allegations by the New York Times that he suggested wearing a wire so President Donald Trump could be secretly recorded. We get the details from AP's Eric Tucker.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied that this took place. He has said it's untrue and inaccurate, and he's referred to anonymous sources who have their own agenda. But I should also note the Justice Department did issue a statement from somebody who was in the room saying, I do remember the remark. It did happen, but it was obviously meant in a sarcastic way.
Meanwhile, at a rally in Missouri, President Trump said that there was a lingering stench in the Justice Department, which he plans to get rid of. The president told supporters that there are a lot of good people in the Department of Justice, but we've got some really bad ones. Rosenstein is the official who is heading up the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, President Trump questioned the integrity of a woman who has accused his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexual assault when they were teenagers several years ago. Trump posted on Twitter that if the attack was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed. We get details from AP's Sagar Magani.
It started last night in Las Vegas when the president questioned the allegation during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He'd held off on challenging Christine Blasey Ford's allegation or even saying her name for days. But the restraint is now gone. The president tweets he has no doubt that if the attack was as bad as Dr. Ford says, charges would have been filed. And he wants her to come forward with the filings. The shift in tone comes as Ford's lawyers negotiate the terms of a possible appearance before a Senate panel next week.
That's AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. 1 week after Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas with floods and destructive winds, some parts of the states remain underwater. As AP's Ed Donahue tells us, residents of South Carolina are bracing for swollen rivers to flood downstream.
The weather has been nice and sunny in Governor Henry McMaster's state of South Carolina, but
the rivers are flooding and they have not even crested yet in some parts of the state.
Speaking in Las Vegas, President Trump talked about his recent visit to the hurricane region.
They're almost at the stage where they're rebuilding in South Carolina.
But they aren't at that stage yet.
It's going to be a tough one.
There have been evacuations in North Carolina. Floodwaters breached a dam near Wilmington, holding back a large reservoir at a power plant. Coal ash from an adjacent dump could be flowing into the Cape Fear River. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tanzania's government Friday declared 4 days of mourning after more than 130 people were killed in a ferry accident on Lake Victoria. Search teams spent a second day pulling bodies from the MV Nyerere, which capsized Thursday, amid speculation that it was overcrowded. Regional Commissioner John Mongella said he would not speculate on how many people were aboard the vessel. But it is not uncommon for watercraft that ply the region's vast lakes to carry hundreds of passengers at a time. Local media said the ferry might have been carrying as many as 200 passengers when it capsized. Tanzania's chief secretary, John Kizazi, has ordered an investigation into the accident and that charges would be filed against those held responsible. Turkish and Russian officials say they have agreed on the borders for a demilitarized zone around Syria's Idlib. The announcement Friday follows 3 days of talks this week on the effort to set up a 15 to 20 kilometer zone as part of a bid to prevent a military assault on Syria's last rebel-held enclave. The UN has been sounding the alarm on Idlib for weeks, warning of a humanitarian catastrophe if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad followed through on plans to clear the rebel stronghold. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that his country and Turkey would enforce the buffer zone. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed condolences to the Vietnamese people on the death of their president, Tran Dai Quang, who died Friday at age 61 after a serious illness. In a statement, President Trump called President Quang a great friend of the United States. Vietnam's official news agency announced Quang's death Friday at the military hospital in Hanoi. It said he died of a serious illness. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.